located in the traditional territories of the Odawandaren, Anishinaabeg, and Haudenosaunee peoples. The Odawandaren were an Iroquoian nation that controlled this region at the time of early colonization. The Odawandaren dispersed in the 1650s after the French and Iroquois wars. The remaining members joined other Iroquois nations. The name Odawandaren is Huron for people who speak a slightly different language. The French called them the Neutral Nation. It doesn't seem that the Odawandaren had a consistent name for themselves, but the largest group within them referred to themselves as the Chenonton, which translates as keepers of the deer. Last week, I spoke about the Haudenosaunee, also called the Iroquois League and the Six Nations Confederacy. At the height of their power, the Haudenosaunee controlled most of what's now northeastern United States and southeastern Canada. Their territory stretched from the Ohio Valley to the Great Lakes to Vermont and up into Ontario and Quebec. They allied with the British in the Revolutionary War. In recognition of that alliance and the loss of their land at the end of that war, Canada, or rather at the time Britain, granted to the Haudenosaunee the Haldimand Tract. This is a region of land stretching 10 kilometers on either side of the Grand River. We are within the Haldimand Tract here. In order to make this grant, Canada purchased the Haldimand Tract from the Mississaugas of the Credit. The Mississaugas are an Ojibwa nation, which at one time controlled almost 4 million hectares of what's currently southern Ontario. The term Anishinaabeg refers to a large group of languages and cultures that includes the Ojibwa. Anishinaabeg literally translates as beings made out of nothing. The meaning is somewhere between the original people and the people who go with the creator. By the mid-19th century, the Mississaugas were primarily concentrated on a reserve located in what's now the city of Mississauga, just outside of Toronto. They were forced out by the increasing growth of the European origin population. And in 1848, the Mississaugas accepted an offer from the Six Nations Confederacy of around 5,000 hectares on which to relocate. This offer was made in partial compensation to the Mississaugas for the Haldimand Tract. The Mississaugas of the Credit Reserve is the only, In 2010, Canada settled a dispute with the Mississaugas of the Credit over the 1787 Toronto Purchase. Ostensibly, that purchase was when Canada bought Toronto from the Mississaugas. The purchase was disputed from the very beginning. To settle the dispute, Canada paid $145 million, computed from the original value to this day. I encourage you to do a back-of-the-envelope calculation to figure out what the current value of Toronto is. As I mentioned last week, and I think most of you saw coming in, Perimeter is going to have on-site rapid testing for COVID today and on Thursday. If you didn't do your test this morning, please do during the first break. Let me remind the mask policies of Perimeter. The rule is be masked in here unless you're standing on stage giving a lecture. In the rest of the building, it's kind of encouraged to be masked, but and you should sort of be respectful of people around you if they ask you to keep a mask on. I also want to remind, and you know, this is the type of thing that should go without saying, but it's worth saying anyway. Learning, this is a school, we're supposed to be here learning. Learning is best done in environments where everyone is respected and comfortable. A microaggression is a comment or action that subtly and often unconsciously or unintentionally expresses a prejudiced action, attitude toward a member of a marginalized group. Please check your language and behaviors to ensure you don't exclude people and speak up if you see a behavior that makes people unsafe or unwelcome. The program this week consists of four lecture series. We'll have physics sort of inflected lectures, but I can actually see people. Clay Cordova and Kentaro Omori, and math inflected courses by Mike Hopkins and Dan Fried. There's, of course, no sharp phase transition between physics and math, so hopefully you'll engage with all of them. In addition to the lectures, Arun Debray and Hotat Lam, where are you guys, will serve as the official TAs for the course. So I encourage all of you to make Arun and Hotat work very hard. What else is there to say? So Michaela Del Soto is going to organize note takers for the various lectures. If you like live teching, please get in touch with him. We'll post both lecture notes and problem sets as we get them to website, stgcs.berkeley.edu/2022-school. Most of you know this already. This room is not wired for sound from the audience. So the only way that people online can hear you is either if you're wearing a lapel mic or if you speak into one of these cubes. So if you have questions, please be sure to grab a cube to ask into it. And also, of course, for the people who are online, we'll be monitoring Zoom and so on, but you know, feel free to ask questions. I think all the instructors are going to appreciate lots of questions during their lectures. And lastly, I'd like to remind the new arrivals and also those who forgot last week, please stop by Stephanie's office, pick up a water bottle and say hi to her. And with that, I'm going to give the floor over to Kintara. Thank you.